Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. And magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Network. We're going to be talking about a new type of herbal medicine. Well, it's not really new, but consumers think it is. And so it's kind of like a herbal alchemy. Okay, you've heard the term alchemy before, so we're going to get into that. And we may get time to touch on some female and male reproductive issues tonight. We'll see how the hour progresses. And, of course, we want to thank the nation of Australia for, of course, praying for the U.S. For a full week from the end of May to the 6th of I'm sorry, the end of April to the 6th of May. And so I keep lifting all this nation up in prayer, as well as our big salute and semper fi to our men and women, our in uniform, and if it's Lord's will, he's going to step in and do something. But it's our job to ask. So we're going to seek Lord's face and mind the time, right? Because the time grows short. So do that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Let's see, California, in San Rafael, California. Guess what the school did there? It's an elementary school. They got rid of sitting desks, you know, the desk in your chair. They brought in a new type of desk. It's almost like a, almost like a drafter's desk, but it's not on a slant, but you stand at your desk. So they have a couple of these classrooms in the fourth grade testing out these standing desks. So the school classroom chairs have been removed. Students spend the day standing at their desks, and these new desks allow them to fidget a little bit and it keeps them focused. They even have a swinging foot stand that comes with the desk. It's called a fidget bar. And the teachers say that, you know, the kids can kind of wiggle around a little bit if they're a little on the fidgety side, but they still stay focused on the teacher and what the instruction's about. So a lot of the teachers are really pleased with the focus and the energy from the students. That you'd think that if they were standing most of the day, they'd be tired, but teachers say they go out for recess, come back in, and they've got loads of energy. So they say it really allows the kids to get rid of that extra energy that they have built up in their systems, but they allows them to focus in the classroom. So when they asked one of the students, Henry Northcutt, what he thought, if he thought the desk made him a better student, he said that pretty much the jury's still out. Yeah. But teachers are convinced it's the way to go. Kids are calmer, they say. They're more attentive. Parents are saying their kids sleep better at night. All right, moving along in the quack report. Oh, here's an update on the CDC. Remember that scientist that had a Denmark. It was a Denmark study paid by, I guess, funded through the CDC that mercury in vaccines did not create autism. Well, this guy, his name, let's see, what is his name? Dr. Paul Thorson. Remember him? Well, he was working for the CDC on this. He was supposed to work on research papers that dealt with autism, any negative evidence of not autism in children and healthcare and things like that. So, well, he's been indicted. Apparently, he fraudulently embezzled money that was supposed to go for these studies. He took $2 million, and he fled the country. So he is now under arrest in Denmark. He is going to be shipped back, extradited back to the United States. So he's got a lot to answer for. So he was working for several years he was overseeing actually millions of dollars of grant money for this research to prove that vaccines had no link to autism. So he came out with a made-up report that is gonna really set a lot of people in healthcare back. So Thorson remains in custody. His review, Thermosol, and the occurrence of autism in vaccines, they said had no relevance. Well, now I guess everything's gonna be re-examined. All right, and let's see, last but not least in the quack report, here's an interesting report that came out on ranking healthcare systems in different countries. Apparently, out of 30 healthcare resources, Britain ranks 28th. Apparently, they have fewer doctors, nurses, and beds, and also medical scan equipment than other wealthier countries. So the UK has a problem with staffing, according to the report. They have just 2.8 doctors per 10,000 people. Average is 3.2 doctors. And they have 8.2 nurses per 10,000 people, and the average is 8.9. So the report says these shortages in staff, and apparently there was a scandal about this, where hundreds of patients died because of the failing healthcare. So fewer hospital beds they have, just 2.8 beds per 1,000 people. The average is 4.8. So the UK has had less than half the amount of equipment, you know, the computerized tomography, the CT scans, and the MRIs. And so when you add it all together, fewer doctors, fewer nurses, lower health care overall, and, of course, not enough beds. Well, there was just two countries that were worse, and that was Israel and Turkey. Uh-huh. Israel and Turkey. So I wonder what's going to happen to the United States healthcare as we fully implement socialized healthcare like Great Britain does. We'll see. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about this this new term, and some people haven't not heard about it. I want you to beware, because this is really about herbal alchemy or herbal supplements. So there seems to be a marketing push in the herb supplement area for products made with a process called spagyric, S-P-A-G-Y-R-I-C. So it is a process being described as superior to homeopathic and the longtime standard simple herbal extracts or tinctures. So what is spagyric? Well, many people have not heard of it, and they're kind of curious as this new way of making supplements better. So if one does a little digging, they can uncover what the marketing gurus are up to in the supplement market. So savvy consumers aren't going to fall prey to this hype, because they know that spagyric processing of supplements does not make a superior one. So we're going to find out why. Well, the name is new, but it describes an old process, okay? Spagyric is a term used to describe an ancient process known as alchemy. So ancient alchemists, they developed a process called transmutate of the base metals, minerals, and other nutrients. And the process is included, the process also included a lot of mythology and magic. So overall, alchemy differs somewhat from modern scientific chemistry, this chemistry we have today, but it is said to have had launched modern chemistry, and some of alchemy's basic laboratory techniques are still being used today. So what alchemy did contribute in science is theory, hypothesis, terminology, and experimentation. So alchemy did not discover the periodic tables or the theory of mass or any real understanding of chemical elements. But in the ancient world, the alchemists would take common metals like gold and recreate something and call it a panacea. So trying to understand modern alchemy is a real challenge. Western alchemy is a combination of Greek philosophy with Egyptian and Mesopotamian technology. Let me read you this quote by H.J. Shepard. He's a chemistry historian. He's also the author of History of Alchemy and Chemistry. He says this: alchemy is the art of liberating parts of the cosmos from temporal existence to achieving perfection, which for metals, it is gold, and for a man, it's longevity or immortality and redemption. So material perfection was sought through the action of a preparation like the philosopher's stone for metals, the elixir of life, while the spiritual embodiment was resulted from the inner revelation of a, you know, enlightenment like the Hellenistic Western practices, end of quote. Well, we're going to go way back to get a kind of a solid understanding of what's happening here and what's transgressed. Alchemy can be traced back to Babylon, the Babylon Empire. So alchemy has its roots in the Arab nations. So the word alchemy it's been borrowed from Old French, and alchemy, A-L-K-I-M-I-E, And that was taken from the medieval Latin alchimia, which was borrowed from the Arabic alchimia, and the Arabic word was borrowed from the late Greek called chimia, which means black magic. So the Greek term chimia refers to mixture, referring to pharmakia. So the Greek name was derived from Egypt called chimiae, which means black earth, not the red desert sand. So alchemy was in its original force for several thousand years, involving three continents, Asia, Islamic nations, and Europe. In the 9th century, Chinese alchemists made gunpowder by accident when they were trying to make a potion for eternal life. So alchemy has influenced modern medicine, and it is used in standardized healthcare endorsed by the AMA today. So metals in your drugs and your vaccines like mercury and in dentistry are standard practice. So alchemy contributed to the process of separating or isolating compounds, such as in distillation. So their early concept on chemical reactions and elements did influence and shape modern chemistry a little bit. Alchemists were, you know, the first to extract metal from ore and to make inorganic acids. Now, some of the surviving papyrus from the Egyptian alchemists included some recipes. And this is interesting. They were making artificial gemstones, fabricating pearls, and manufacturing imitation gold and silver. So in the 1600s, alchemy became overshadowed by the creation of the scientific chemistry. So it's kind of hard to say. The chemistry of today, you know, it kind of has its bones in alchemy, but it has shed some of that mystic influence. So it's hard to say if alchemy will ever disappear, as it's often kept alive, even in modern entertainment, because it was highlighted in Harry Potter books and movies. The characters there were following the alchemist's recipe using magnum opus. So with regard to medicine, it is clear that alchemy is essentially quackery. Yeah. Well, let's look at this supplement spin, because this is what we have. Now, the spargyric product that's being, you know, hyped right now does go through a process of disassembling the nutrients from the sources in order to remove some elements, and then reassembles them again, creating something different than what was in nature. So in most cases, the process will extract the ash from plant material, and this was a common process in medieval alchemy, and it was a process used to purify metals. So it is really not a surprise that the word spargyric is used interchangeably with the word alchemy. However, recently the term spargyric has been reassigned to alternative and holistic forms of medicine, stating the name spargyric is a common name for the plant tinctures. I disagree. However, when it is used in this manner, the spargyric process, it refers to a different process of removing ash from the plant, cooking it at high temperatures, adding it back into the formula. So the process is really a thermal treatment on the minerals in your plants. So the heat source used can be compared to a kiln or a furnace, and it's called calcinations. It's Latin for burn. So during this process, the metals are oxidized. Calcination was referred to in alchemy as one of the 12 vital processes to transform substances. So there was two ways to calcinate or calinate. It was by fire using wood or coals or some fuel source, and that's called actual calcination. Or there was the corrosive chemicals, usually involving mercury, ammonia, salts, and sulfur, and that was known as the potential calcination. So why are they using this process? Why are they digging up these bones in alchemy to make herbal supplements? Well, the original way to make herbal tinctures did not involve heat. So why use the spargeric process of cooking plant ingredients? Well, it was theory, here we go with the theory, that the extraction of whole plant nutrition using just alcohol was not sufficient to capture all the minerals, and the calcinations process was necessary as an extra step to burn plant material and then add it back in, thinking, you know, it would augment or increase the potency. Now, you want to remember that spargeric process refers to separating plant material and then recombining it after it has been chemically altered. So the companies and the manufacturers advertising such products will tell consumers that their formulas are superior to simple whole food tinctures. And it's common practice that the organic ingredients in spargeric products are going to be fermented, distilled, cooked, and reblended to provide, quote, the essence of the plant nutrition. So this process can take 30 days to 6 months. And this is an alchemy process which involved their three principles of salt, sulfur, and mercury, and that is known as the alchemical trinity. Yep. So the alchemist's salt represents the earth, and it's a non-fixed element. The mercury represents water and its fusibility to melt and to flow. And then the sulfur is the fire element for inflammability. So the alchemist process is designed to clean away unwanted elements and produce the final potion. So the mindset behind alchemy and much of modern medicine today is that man has a duty to evolve and complete what God left unfinished. That's where they're coming from. Well, I disagree with that. Of course, you know that. But I encourage you to always check the supplements out before you buy them. Okay, so consumers should, you know, use the contact information on the product label to investigate. So you can actually get some insider questions. It's a checklist. It's called 9 Questions. It's on our website at thepowerherbs.com. If you were a subscriber or are a subscriber to our newsletter, you get the hot link to this list. So you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters. But you could go to thepowerherbs.com. You can click on the About Us tab, and there's 2 versions of this list. You can get it in a Word document or a PDF, whichever you prefer. And you want to use this product, a question list, to see if you can get a good quality supplement. So the ingredients and the processes, these questions will offer you insight into the final product. So I personally, myself, I insist on whole plant ingredients, certified organic ingredients, for a balanced nutrition, and then no heat in the process because heat chemically alters nutrition. So the vitamins, the minerals, the protein, the amino acids, and the enzymes that God includes in his herbs are perfectly balanced, and they enable our body to uptake and absorb and use that nutrition. So there really is no second guessing the creator, you know. Now, if you want certified organic whole food herb supplements that aren't made with heat, no cooked ingredients are thrown in there, the folks at Apothecary Herbs would be happy to send you a free product catalog on their product line. And you can call for that toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277, or you can just go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and check things out. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Now, the last day to save 15% with their Mother's Day coupon is May 11th, okay? So minimum order is $10, okay? And you'll save 15%, but you got to hurry because the last day to use that coupon is coming up on Monday, the 11th. The coupon code, if you want to use it in your shopping cart or over the phone, is MOM and the number 15. So you could check that out. The coupon is on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com if you want to cut and paste that into your shopping cart and save for Mother's Day. So, you know, whether you want whether you want to get mom some cleanses, you know, to feel better, or if you're shopping for yourself, mom, if you want to get, you know, things for the family, the, you know, flea and tick collars, protect the furry friends of the house. There's all kinds of neat things on there that you can find and save 15%. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we have, we got a break coming up in a few minutes, but we can still jump into our male and female reproductive organs and how we can improve the health of some of these vital organs that really affect our emotional state, not only our function, but just, you know, impacts our quality of life. Because the female body is pretty complex. It's a reproductive system that has a lot going on. And women can get a lot of problems. They can get things like fibroids. And this concerns some women, especially as they get older and are postmenopausal. So modern medicine really doesn't know what causes fibroids. And these are little growths that grow inside the female uterus. Now, the fibroids are really a result of a female system that's just out of balance. Now, although fibroids are fairly common, they occur in about 2 out of 3 women that are over the age of 35, they're really not normal for the uterus to have those growths, those fibrous growths. So the average age of a woman that gets fibroids is between 35 and 50. So women in puberty or menopause are excluded from the developing fibroids because usually they have happen in between those areas. All right, so what are fibroids? Well, they're growths that grow on the uterine. They're made of a combination of muscle from the uterus and fibers from connective tissues. So medicine describes them as non-cancerous tumors. So any fibroids present before menopause usually shrink after menopause, and then no new fibroids develop. And most women have more than one fibroid and can have hundreds of them. So they can range in size from as small as a pinpoint on a pencil head to as large as a basketball. So the fibroid shapes are usually round or oval. And they usually, if you see one, they look like an unripe peach, if that makes any sense. Yeah. And there's a couple of different types, really. They give fibroids specific names depending on where they're located in the uterus. So if you have fibroids found on the wall of the uterus, it's called an intramural fibroid. Fibroids that grow out from the uterine wall and into the abdomen cavity, they're called subserous fibroids. And if they grow in towards the uterine wall and take up space inside the uterus, they are called submucosal fibroids. So medical diagnosis for fibroids in your medical record may lead to some other types of conditions down the road, so you want to take care of that as soon as you can. You don't want to get a condition called fibromyoma or leiomyoma. So there are some things that can happen, and I know we're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll mention the symptoms, treatment usually modern medicine has for this. Also, we'll talk about what it costs if you're going to go that route. And then what could be your herbal options for this? You know, there are some options. Less invasive, less expensive, and they work. They do. I've heard it over and over again over the last 25 years from women. That worked. And they're always so surprised. You know, they are. Well, Frank, do we have bumper music or what? There it is. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Keeping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And right before the break, we were jumping into this female fibroid issue. Very common. Many women with fibroids will have maybe no symptoms. And then they discover that they have them when they have pelvic exams, when they go for their annual. So research is suggesting about 80% of women will develop fibroids, with 1 to 4 women having severe symptoms. And the most common symptom is abnormal or heavy uterine bleeding and excessive blood loss, which can also lead to anemia. Now, sometimes a fibroid can put pressure on the bladder, causing discomfort and even incontinence and urgency issues. Now, some can have some lower back or pelvic pain, and that may also occur. So fibroids can also cause a distorted uterine cavity, creating a reproductive problem, and even miscarriages if women are in their childbearing years. So other symptoms can be some constipation, uterine blockage from the fibroid putting pressure on the rectum or even the bladder. So what does modern medicine do about that? Well, the pelvic exams and all the scopes and the physicians, they determine that, you know, aha, there's a presence of a fibroid. They put people on medications, or if that doesn't work, they look at procedures to shrink or even remove the fibroid. So if a condition is severe enough, they may even recommend hysterectomies. So you want to do your homework on fibroids and hysterectomies to protect yourself. So according to a report by the Obstetrics and Gynecology, 9 out of every 12 hysterectomies didn't meet the medical guidelines to warrant the procedure. So hysterectomies vary in cost between $7,000 to about $15,000. And there are 12 hysterectomies performed every 10 minutes in the United States. So this means approximately 600,000 hysterectomies are performed annually, and about half are due to fibroids, and 420,000 of them are unnecessary hysterectomies. So why doesn't the medical community stop unwarranted hysterectomies? Well, there's 5 billion reasons why. Okay? Money. Now, there are some other costs to consider, too, because over half of the women that undergo the hysterectomy have their ovaries removed as well. Nearly 40% of all the women have a hysterectomy by the age of 60. So working women who have a hysterectomy must take 6 weeks off from work, and that accounts for about $144 million in lost wages every year. More than $5 billion is spent on hormone replacement drugs every year as well, no ovaries, see. So for every 10,000 hysterectomies, 11,000 women die from the complications. Well, let's look at another way, shall we? I like to use female herbs to help tone and balance the female reproductive system. So there are several ways to use your female herbs. You can use them internally, take them as a tincture, or you can use them in a form of an herbal bolus where you insert them into the vaginal canal. Now, most people just like, I'll take the tincture because it's easier, less messy. So the female herbs that I like to use in the tincture form are Dong Quai, Mexican wild yam, Vitex berries, also known as chase tree berry, Demania leaf, licorice root, and hops flowers. Now, the Dong Quai root is now cultivated and harvested here in the United States, so it's not an import. So look for these herbs if you want, or they're all together in the female cycle balancer tincture at Apothecary Herbs. Now, some people, I've run across people say, you know, I tried wild yam and I tried hops, but, you know, it just really didn't do it for me. Well, that's because you use them separately. You didn't use this combination. So there's 6 female herbs you have to use all together to get the balance that you're looking for. And it's really a good idea that if you haven't done any organ cleansing, it's really a good idea to at least do a bowel cleanse as well. And that way you open up the elimination channels and it just helps the body balance easier on the balancing. So what about that bolus? Well, boluses are made with herbs, and they're designed to feed malnourished organs. So boluses are excellent applications for the female reproductive system. So herb boluses tend to draw out toxins and the poisons, and in doing so, they also make the malfunctioning area clean and healthy. So this process leaves no waste material for the cysts or the tumors or the fibroids or any cancer conditions to thrive on, because that's what disease likes, waste material. So the herbal boluses are far-reaching in their healing therapies, and it spreads out from the vagina to the urinary and other organs as well, so that's a plus. So the female herbs for boluses are going to be squavine herb, slippery elm inner bark, yellow dock root, comfrey, marshmallow, chickweed, golden seal, and mullein. So you can use equal parts of these types of herbs. You can even add a little bit of coconut butter. You can find that usually in most stores. And you can make this into what we call a bolus, which is typically a suppository. You're making a herbal suppository. Okay? So you can kind of mix up your herbs. You can powder them and mix them in with your coconut butter, and you can shape them into the size and shape of a suppository. And you can put them in, you cover them with plastic, and you put them in the fridge and let them harden up. And so then you would use them at night, wear a feminine protection pad so that, you know, because it's going to melt up there overnight, and just so you keep things clean and neat. And then you can, if you want, the next day you can use a little baking soda and white vinegar dish to clean up with. So that's usually what we do in the herbal realm. You could do it yourself. Always you want to research that before you try it, or you can just pick up some of the female cycle balancer that you'll find at thepowerherbs.com, which is your tincture. And lots of people have, I think, written on that product some feedback, so you can check that out online or request a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663 for Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. All right, we've got a few minutes, so we're going to move along to the men. I'm not going to leave you guys out. So we're going to talk about prostate a little bit. A lot of people with this issue, near and far. And let's see, was this the prostate, or are we going to talk about? Yes, we're going to talk about that, I think. Did I pick up the wrong thing? Bear with me here. All right. Yes, we're talking about Viagra. That's what we're talking about. I got it right here. Don't worry. Because that's what a lot of people do. They'll pick up some of these medications to help them with the situation in the boudoir. And what are they doing to the reproductive organs? What are they doing to themselves? And a lot of times we see sister conditions with the ED, the erectile dysfunction. We see things like heart disease and angina. So we see a common connection there. So a lot of people will go to their doctor and they'll get a prescription for the little blue pill. $2 billion in sales, by the way, for Viagra. And there's all this marketing behind it to create, to create this issue that this is a fix-it-all. So it was designed, basically, you will be surprised that Viagra was really a heart medicine. Did you know that? Yeah, it started out in the pharmaceutical realm. It was a substance called sildenafil citrate, which was originally designed 24 years ago to treat coronary heart disease. So it was to help open up the blood vessels and to help with blood pressure for angina patients. So they just happened to notice that when guys took it, they had a little help south of the Beltline. So Viagra sales net 45% of the market, and second place goes to the drug called Cialis. So there is significant risk that comes with using these drugs. So I want to be informed about that. And a lot of people, when they cleanse the prostate, this is why my brain went to prostate a minute ago. When guys tone and cleanse the prostate, their ED is a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. Usually. Sometimes ED can be emotional and it's not physical. So, but usually. All right, let's talk about this Viagra that people go for the erectile dysfunction. In the late 1980s, the drug known as Viagra failed their treatment for the coronary heart disease sector. Researcher Ian Orstrelaw at Pfizer, he compiled evidence, and he noticed that the male participants said that they had an increase in erections for a few days after taking the drug. So it was strange that the drug could enhance the blood vessel function in the genitalia area, but not in the heart. So by the 1990s, Viagra was fast-tracked to the drug in everybody's American bedroom. So drug companies pushed to replace testosterone with the little blue pill we have come to know as Viagra. Now, in the 90s, there was also a stigma that was attached to erectile dysfunction. Men, you know, really didn't talk about it. And they really didn't talk about it with their sexual partner much either. Nobody wanted to talk about it. So if you don't talk to your doctor about it, you know, the question is, how are we going to sell this product? How are we going to push these blue pills onto everybody? So to break the ice, the drug company Pfizer hired Bob Dole to heighten public awareness to the male impotence problem. And the CIA said that they used Viagra pills as a bargaining chips when they dealt with Taliban insurgency. So by 1998, 40,000 men were filling the Viagra prescriptions for their erectile dysfunction issue. Okay, so the first year Viagra was marketed to the public as the solution for the male impotence, over 5,000 men died using the drug. I'm sorry, 500 men died. In 2000, researcher Dr. Dan J. Call brought to the attention of the American College of Cardiology the cardiovascular events most likely associated with the use of Viagra was due to the Viagra pill. Remember, it failed the cardio tests? Remember that? They didn't want to officially state that Viagra was the underlying culprit for the heart attacks and the death. So Dr. Call put it this way. He said, our data appear to suggest that there are relatively high numbers of deaths and adverse cardiovascular events associated with the use of Viagra. So he said it that way without actually straight up blaming it on Viagra. So researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. reported in 2000 that they had over 1,400 adverse events involving Viagra. That is just one U.S. hospital. And according to the research, 50 milligram dose of Viagra can cause health risks within 4 to 5 hours, and a majority of the risk occurred in men younger than 65. So the adverse events and deaths as a result of using drugs that treat erectile dysfunction are underreported. So drug task force agents in Athens, Georgia, report that they routinely find college-age men in possession of Viagra, and they don't have a prescription for it. So Viagra is often misused as a party drug. A study done in San Francisco, California, the Department of Health, in 2002 reported that homosexual and bisexual males were 4 times more likely than heterosexual men to use the Viagra. So within a year of Viagra being released to the market, it went from a household name to a street drug. So free samples of the drug were given to physicians, and the blue pills were given out like, you know, trick-or-treat candy. And men in possession of the samples shared them with friends and neighbors, not knowing that their health condition, they didn't know if anybody they were giving it to had weak hearts or anything. So by 2002, there were 23 million men using this drug. 2 billion a year on one little blue pill. So now, as if Viagra weren't enough, in 2003, the FDA approves Bayer's Latrivia and Eli Lilly's Cialis to go on the market, also ED drugs. The side effects of Cialis were similar to Viagra, but by that time, doctors were warning male patients about heart and blood pressure problems and not to use the drug if they had it. So in 2012, though, another drug for erectile dysfunction called Stendra was released. And if you live in Germany, the insurance companies pay for the ED drugs there. Now, in 2003, the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Medicine reported that the adverse events were due to Viagra's ability to elevate compound levels called cGMP, and it stands for salicylic granulocyte monophosphate. And it makes platelets clump together, causing a stroke and heart attack and death. So that's why Viagra failed its cardio test. It brought on strokes and heart attacks. But that's okay. We'll just sell it as something else, right? We'll sell it because it fixes the problem south of the, you know, waistline. That's unconscionable, isn't it? I mean, you know, think about it. Well, remember, the drug failed those cardio tests. It wasn't released for that, but it was released for ED. So the drug is supposed to dilate blood vessels and stop blood from clumping, but it didn't. And worse, it created the cardiovascular event. So the drug companies know this, but they marketed the drug as something else for male impotence. So the new research published in the Journal of Cell debunked 20 years of scientific claims that cGMP prevents platelet clumping. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be asking yourself, you know, science was either tragically wrong here and ignorant, or they were deceiving the public and they knew all too well what was going to happen. So what the new research showed was the little blue pill offers cardiovascular risk, especially those people with a history of cardio condition. So if you got thrombosis, arteriosclerosis, angina, renal failure, heart failure, do not take this. So what is the mortality rate if you're going to take drugs like this? Well, according to Dr. Paul Blumenthal, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, he says the mortality rate is 5 per 100,000. So that's 1,150 dead guys every year using ED medications. So that's a risk men seem to be willing to take, apparently. Washington Monthly reported on that in 2006. Now, according to eyewitnesses, men over 50 who had adverse cardio events while using the erectile dysfunction drugs, just after one dose, and then they engaged in a sexual act, and then they passed out and collapsed, stopped breathing, turned gray. They experienced a hemorrhagic or brainstem stroke or sudden death or heart attack. That's what they noticed. So death by drug side effect is ranked among the top five causes of death in America. Naturalnews.com also reported on a man in Colombia who attempted to impress his girlfriend by overdosing on Viagra. He experienced a very painful reaction that lasted several hours and days. Landed him in the emergency room and then the OR. It did such damage to the capillaries of the sexual organ, it became gangrenous and they had to surgically remove it. That's bad. Not good at all. All right, so, yes, it's for recreational use, but then again, What are you going to pay for the recreation? What is the cost, right? So, you know, it like I said earlier, before I jumped on this ED bandwagon here, if you get the junk food out of the diet, if you lower the cholesterol foods, if you take some coronary support foods, there are herbs also that help support your the cardio and heart function, and also, like I said, there are herbs to cleanse the prostate to improve on, you know, erectile functioning. Well, then you probably can skip the adverse events by the little blue pill. So you can check out some of the herbs that we put in these male formulas. We have a male hormone formula as well. If that's the cause of the problem, your doctor's going to know if it's hormone related. You could take things like sarsaparilla and saw palmetto and cardamom and ginseng and fuja leaf. All these are great hormone enhancers for men, the testosterone area. But you do not want to take those types of herbs if you think you have a hormone-dependent cancer. Okay, be sure about that. There are some herbs also that reduce inflammation, so blood flow can get where it needs to be. And also, of course, that wonderful cleansing of the prostate organ isn't going to hurt either. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They have the male hormone formula there. They have the prostate kit there. They have the anti-inflammatory herbs there. They have the cardio herbs there as well. So if you need a little help in your lifestyle, as you transition to a healthier eating and regular exercise, you got this. Yeah. There's no reason to put yourself at such a big risk taking pharmaceutical drugs that failed one test, but they happen to notice it improved one other thing over here, and let's just market it for that. So you can check out some of the feedback on the products I just mentioned at thepowerherbs.com. People write in, give feedback on their experience using the herbs, and they're just, you know, amazed how powerful they are when they just implement a little proactivity into their lifestyle. And I encourage you all to do the same and just enjoy life. Now, if you'd like more empowering information each and every week, you can sign up for the free online newsletters that go out. One is the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and then the other is the HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Friday. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can sign up for free. You just add the newsletters into your shopping cart, and they're absolutely free. You can check out, and you will be added to the mail list. Of course, you can opt in and opt out anytime you like, and you also get discount coupons to use on some of the herbal products in the powerherbs.com store. So all good information, empowering stuff, not going to waste your time. We hit the ground running with all that information because it's about empowering you to be savvy consumers, to be healthier out there, proactive, and to be able to make a difference. That's what it's about. That's right. Well, if you have a health topic you'd like me to share on the show, incorporate into the show, you can also write me off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to incorporate that into the show. Many of you have written in saying that you like the show, you like the topics, the information, you like the quack report. That's good. And you learn something each and every time you tune in. So that's good. I'm glad we are hitting the mark. Frank, isn't that something to applaud you about? Yes, yes, on your network, you have some really interesting shows and information, so that's why people keep coming back, so that's good. So definitely check us out. If you miss any of the shows, I know American Voice Radio archives them, and so do we at thepowerherbs.com. So if you're out of town, miss a show, don't worry. You can go pick them up later for free. They're listed by date and topic, and you will not miss one single minute. Share it with family and friends. And empower one another. Encouragement, that's what it's about. Absolutely. Yes, Frank's emailing me, telling me that the military, Department of Defense, spends $84 million each and every year on ED drugs from, according to the Military Times. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I mean, they pass that stuff around like, you know, M&Ms at parties. It's insane. Definitely crazy. It's risk like no other. Ah, well, God's herbs are good. That's all I got to say. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.